Blog Talk Radio.
PSM, we are live and alive, thanking God for another day. Come on, let's just thank Him for another day of life, health, strength, grace, mercy, favor, and I could just keep on going. Love, peace, put it out there in the atmosphere and just make this day great. Amen. I'm so happy to be here. We're only going to be here for 1 hour today. Prophet is away, as not as usual, is traveling and getting ready for the big conference on tomorrow and Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday out in Kentucky with the full gospel ministry and their annual conference. And we just thank God that He got there safely yesterday. And he's already in meetings and everything this morning to make sure everything goes well tomorrow. And we know it will go well. But we thank everybody that's listening, everybody that's on the phone, everybody that's on the airwaves listening via their computers and things of that nature. People are listening on their cell phones, in their cars, in their homes. And we just want to thank everybody that's, you know, on the air with us. Amen. I'm going to start out with a small prayer. I'm here with my niece, Hadessa. Come on, Hadessa, and say hello to TSM Live today. Come on.
I'm in Auntie's niece. I love to be over my auntie's house, so sometimes I'm over her house.
Don't tell all the distance. I said say hello. You want to pray for us today? Okay.
Lord, thank you for this day. My auntie. So I'm going to say a short prayer today. Everybody can close their eyes now. Lord, thank you for this day. Please, let's have a great day today. Thank you for everybody today. So, thank you for everything you gave me, God. I know that you are the healer. You are the healer of everything. You are the one that does everything for us. You're the one that does everything for us. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Train up the child. Amen. Glory to God. Well, amen, everybody out there. We're going to start this show with some testimonies and some prayer requests. This is Testimony Tuesday, so it doesn't matter when you call in or post your testimonies on the Facebook page, the PSM Facebook page, or rather you post them here. I do have a caller that wants to be chimed in, so we're going to make your mic hot. 248-809, your mic is hot.
Well, praise God. How are you doing, my sister? This is Divine Favor.
Hey, I am good. Hey. You know, a little challenge with this 5-year-old over here.
Okay, I saw that posting. I saw it.
But I am good.
Okay,
so
well,
what's
hello.
Going on?
I just wanted to say hello to everyone. I kind of, you know, got some little things going on here. Wanted to say a prayer for the single people. I can mute myself out, and whenever you open up for prayer, because I just called in, so I have no idea what you were talking about.
No, but we were just talking about taking prayer requests and praying, and that was it, taking prayer requests and testimonies. That was it right now. And Prophet is out of town, as everybody knows on the page, but
okay.
He is, you know, out of town. So if you want to go ahead and pray right now, you might inspire somebody else to hit that mic button.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm very thankful. I am thankful. I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed. God is, he's meeting my needs. He's taking care of me and my children, and continuing to give me a mind to live for him. And I thank God for that. I thank him that I have a mind to live for him. It's just a blessing to want to keep serving God, to want to keep seeking him, you know, to want to keep living for him. So I'm very, mm-hmm. very thankful. And I just, I woke up with some things on my heart. I had the opportunity to go into a studio the other day. And the things that are on my heart are mainly it was, you know, for singles, you know, for mm-hmm. people that are single, they're, trying to live holy, trying to stay holy, you know, waiting out
yeah.
for their mates. And, people have been talking about a lot of distractions that have been coming, and it has been just to lure, especially, you know, single people into deceptive relationships and just to make you feel like you can't make it. So I want to say a
yeah.
special prayer for single people, and just as the Spirit leads me, and I thank you.
Right.
Father God, we just come to you today,
yeah.
Lord, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for because of the spirit of adoption, we can call you Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Father. You are our protector. You are our deliverer.
Amen.
You are our way maker. Everything
yes,
that we need you to be, you are. You said you were the great I am, and we call you I am today, Father.
Hallelujah.
And because you are I am, we can be that which you would have us to be. We can decree and declare that we're holy, God, that we're kept, God, that we hear your voice, God, that we don't go into relationships that you haven't ordained, oh, God, that, God, even when the enemy would come in, oh, God, that
glory,
you, God, we
glory,
can say that
glory.
We're kept and that we're going to continue to be kept, oh, God, that we're going to
yes,
wait,
Lord.
God, until our change comes. God, we're going to wait on the mate that you
Hallelujah.
Have for us, God. God, I'm lifting up singles before you everywhere, God, single
yes.
mothers, oh, God, single fathers, God. Single people, oh God, those, oh God,
pray,
hallelujah, that are desiring
yes,
to live
Lord.
For you. And then I'm even saying, God, those that aren't, God, give them a desire to live for you, Father. Oh God, let them know that they have great purpose in this earth, Father God. And Lord God, you promised that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So their purpose is not to just be or feel alone, God. Cover us with your blood today, Father God. Give us a comfort in knowing, God, that your angels are encamped all about us, oh God. God, when the thoughts come of loneliness, of desire to be held,
hallelujah,
desire to be
hallelujah.
With some God. God, all the energy that we have, God, cause us to put it, God, and put it into your kingdom, God. God, out, God, winning souls, God, and praying for others and doing things to help those, oh God, even the widows, oh God, even those, oh God, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that are other single people, Lord God. God, just do it for your glory, Jesus. God, I pray a
yes,
special
Lord.
Prayer for single men, Father. God, that you will put mentors in their life, God, that you will let them know, Lord God, that they have more to do than just go out here and to get as much sex as they can get, Father God. That they have great purpose in this earth, Father God.
Yes,
that love
Lord,
just
yes.
ain't in making love, God. Show them how to make love to you. Show them, oh God, how
in
to date and how
Jesus.
To pursue
yes.
a woman, Father God. And cause us single women, God, to know how much our worth is, God.
Pray,
what we
Spirit.
Deserve,
yes.
what we don't have to settle for, Lord Jesus. God, I'm asking
Lord.
You to do it today, Father. Move by your Spirit today, Father God. Encourage our hearts, oh God. Fill the voids, oh God. The desire, oh God, that we have some time to be intimate and to be with others, God. Cause us not to launch out into food, into other addictions, oh God. Too much television and doing things, God, to
Hallelujah.
Fill the holes, oh God. But draw us into your presence, Father God. Give us desire to have balance, to take walks, to exercise, God, to build on the mission and the plans that you've given us, and even the ministry, God, that may be stagnated in us, God. Stir up the gifts in us, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Show us how to love ourselves, God, so we can love our neighbors as we love ourselves,
yes,
oh God. Show us how to love on you even the more, Lord God. God, I just thank you. I just pray a hedge of protection around all single women and single men, oh God. Again, oh God, those that are saved, oh God, salvation for them and deliverance, oh God, and coming more into the knowledge of, hallelujah, Lord God, being in a relationship with you is. And then those of us that are, God, continue, oh God, to build us up and to give us wisdom, God, because we asking for it. You promised that
yes,
you would give
Lord.
It to us, oh God. And we thank you. We thank you for keeping us, oh God, removing the blinders, removing the distractions, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus.
That was so
thank
needed.
You,
bless you, bless
Ooh,
you, bless
thank
you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank
Glory
you,
to his name.
Ooh,
that was divine Jesus. Favor, just praying for the singles out there and their stability in the kingdom and waiting the stability in their relationship with God first. And we just thank God for that. That's so needed. Sometimes they get forgotten. Sometimes I used to be they. It wasn't easy. It was not easy at all. And sometimes they get forgotten. They get put on the back burner. And we just thank God for that prayer and you being obedient in the name of Jesus. Because prayer determines results. And it is going to determine a result, okay? And we just thank God for it now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we know
thank
he's
you,
at
Jesus.
Work, and we know he's doing his work.
Mm,
we,
you,
hallelujah. We got
thank
another
you,
caller who pressed that button, that one, so that they could be, their mic could be hot. Divine favor, I'm going to put you on mute, and then I'm going to let this new caller come in and see what they have to say. I love you, sis. I love you so much.
I
hope
to
see you soon.
Yes,
kiss
amen.
Kiss my little guy, brother and sister.
I sure will, hon. I sure
okay.
will.
Okay.
Peace.
All right. Caller 818-613, your mic is hot. Everybody, it's Testimony Tuesday. It's prayer request. We're going to have a one-hour show, so I need you to get them in and get them in quick. 818, your mic is hot.
Hi, good morning. This is Albert King from California.
Hi,
I just got
good morning.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Good.
I just caught the tail end of that prayer. It was powerful. It is needed. Very much needed for the single people that's out there. We're trying to stay and walk that, you know, that line and stay, you know, in God's grace and skill and be single until, you know, he gives us our husbands or the husbands or wives. But I'm still praying, and I have some things in the works for my testimonies, but I just ask you guys just to keep me in prayer for financial breakthrough and breakthrough with my businesses.
Amen. We sure will. We sure will. Amen. Yes.
We have this ministry, and I'll continue to pray for the ministry. And thank you guys so much. That prayer was powerful. Thank you. God bless.
You are welcome. God bless you. We'll be praying for you. Amen. Everybody, press the number one, I believe. If you have a prayer request or a testimony or both, just press one, and we will get right to you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank everybody that's on the air again. It's going to be a one-hour show. Prophet is away, and I, of course, have a schedule to keep, and a five-year-old to entertain today. My niece Adessa is with me. And while I'm on that subject, I just want to say that these areas of our lives are we forget about because of the busyness and the struggle with our lives, even the struggle with the finances, the struggle with things not going according to plan. We forget about honoring God and our relationships with the ones that he's given us to, given to us, like he gave Jesus the 12. What if he forgot about those 12 and only thought about the multitude, and that's all that mattered? I don't think he would have honored God any more. You know, I don't think he would have honored God totally if he had forgot about those 12 and those 12 didn't matter unless there was a multitude. So we got to remember those that God has given us to minister to in our everyday lives, our nieces, our nephews, our children, our parents, our brothers, our sisters, those that are close to us, even those that are not blood related. He's given us some that we're supposed to just be there for and be a light to. And I love having my nieces and nephews. And since I've gotten married, I used to raise them. But since I've gotten married, finishing out college and everything, I kind of forgot. You know, and I hadn't been spending the time that I would normally spend with them. And it's just a blessing that it's so many of them now, though. I keep them one at a time. If anybody can testify to that, witness to that, I have to keep them one at a time because they are all a handful now when they're all together. But I just thank God for being able to, you know, take them and pour into them one at a time when I can, and then also spend group time with them, but that's honoring God too in those areas of our lives that honors God when we can show love, be a light, be inspiration to these little ones and even the older ones that just need us. You know, they need us, and don't forget. I guess what I'm trying to say is don't forget about the ones that are close to you, worrying about all the what we think is big stuff when it's really just small stuff to God. Don't forget and put everything else to the back burner, you know. Spend time with your children. spend time with these small ones, your nieces and your nephews, you know, pour into them, you know. It doesn't always have to be fun and games. It doesn't always have to be toys and the movies. We've been in the house for the past day and a half just spending time together. Yesterday we were in my prayer garden together, and she woke up this morning, like, when we're going to pray. So, you know, it's just a beautiful, beautiful blessing to be able to pour that into a child's heart. Okay, and she wants to say hi again. So since nobody's pressed their button yet, I'm gonna let her say hi again.
Here you go, Anna. Say hi.
No, you can say hi from right there. You
to hold the studio phone. Say hello.
Again, it's me. Hi.
You wouldn't believe she's only five, but she's five.
I'm five, so yeah.
Yeah.
When I woke up, I asked Auntie if I could pray, and it was like, I really am interested into the Bible. So me and Auntie, over the past days, are going to learn about that. So I love God. He is my healer, protector. So, bye.
Amen.
5 years old, you love God because he's her healer, her protector.
And she knows because she's battled with some things at her young age already, and we've done nothing but infused her life with prayer and with the God things. Amen. So, again, we got some new callers on. We're only on here for an hour today, so I need your participation, and I need it quick. So press 1 if you have anything to give for your prayer request, anything to testify about. It doesn't have to be your testimony. It could be someone else's. So the lines are open. You just got to press 1 so I'll know you want to talk, you want to speak. Those who have already pressed 1, and if you had any additional statements or anything, you can press 1 again. I believe it may light up for me, but it's already still lit. So you might have to hang up and call back, but that's only if you have something to say again. But we just want to thank God for everybody who is on the line. I'm going to go to a song and a commercial in a way. We want to talk about the November conference that's coming up, the PSM conference in Chicago, the prophetic gathering, the annual gathering. Oh, man, it's just so awesome. If you've never been, you want to look this up. You want to book it. You want to be there. It's so beautiful. It's like a big family getting together almost. That's what it feels like, even when it's, you know, somebody new you don't know coming in. It's like, it's just family getting together, hearing God so clear and worshiping like never before. You can go to www.psmintl, PSM International abbreviated, intl.org. I'm going to go to a song because this little girl just ripped my Bible that I got from my dad, so that he's had since he was a child. So I'm going to go to a song and see about this. You guys stay on the line and come back with your testimonies and your prayers. This is Mighty to Save.
Of the Savior, the hope of
on. Somebody say great and mighty. Hallelujah. Our God is mighty to save. And we just thank him and adore him this morning, this afternoon now. We thank him and we adore him. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. I see we got some new callers on. I'm sure we got some new listeners on the air via the web. Our new callers on the phone. Press 1 if you have a testimony or a prayer request. This is a one-hour show, so we got like 30 more minutes to go. We've already prayed for our singles who sometimes get forgotten and not acknowledged as much as they should be because, you know, they are kind of the ones that do a lot of the work in the ministry. They work with our youth. They work with the VBS. They work and they do this and they do that because they don't have the work of a wife and a husband. So they're putting their all into the other aspects of the ministry. Or, you know, the ones that don't even have a relationship with God and don't know about the ministry and the kingdom, they are putting their all into things that really, really don't matter. So we thank God for that prayer, divine favor. Again, we thank God for that so much. That was wonderful, powerful, just insight. And thank you for being obedient to the Spirit. We have a caller, 313-304. Your mic is hot. What can we talk about?
Good afternoon, Angel. This is Brett Brown.
Hi, Brett.
Hey, Angel. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Just being prompted by the Lord to lift up our young people as they get ready to go to college for finances. And I heard my sister Albertine right now praying about finances for her job and a breakthrough. And I know right now the Lord is prompting me to lift that up, lift that prayer request up, because there's some things going on in our life for our child as she prepares to go to college as we're being challenged financially. So I noticed a lot of families that are doing it. And I heard you talking about the nieces, because I have 4 nieces and 1 nephew, and I appreciate the time that I get a chance to spend with them. So as I'm just thinking about God and how awesome he is, and this is, I just feel like we need to lift that prayer request, just lift that up right now and just set it in the atmosphere right now, because we need God to move really strongly right now.
Go right ahead, brother. Go right ahead.
Hallelujah, Father. Amen. We thank you. We thank you for this day, Father. We thank you, God, for this time and for this hour intercession, Father. We thank you for Sister Divine and Father, for Sister Angel right now, Father God, as they labor, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for all the callers, Father God, that's on the line right now, Father God, chiming in, Father God, touching and agreeing right now, Father.
Hallelujah.
Father, we come right now, Father God, humble, Father God, on our knees, on our faces, Father God, and humble in spirit in our hearts, Father God, asking for forgiveness, Father, if anything we have said or done, Father God, is not pleasing to you, Father. I ask right now, Father, that you have your way, Father God, and continue to wash us clean, Father, in the blood of Jesus. God, wash us clean, Father God. Wash all everything that is not of you, Father God, right now, Father God. So when we come to your presence, Father God, clean and holy, Father God, and God, in right standing with you, Father God, so you can touch, God, and touch and meet the needs of your people, Father God, and meet the needs of our families, Father God, and God, meet our personal needs, Father God. We just thank you for your awesome power, Father God, and your love, Father God, and your kindness, Father God. I lift up right now, Father, the teenagers, Father God, and the young people, Father God, as they prepare for college, Father. I pray right now, God, that you create a supernatural breakthrough, Father God, financially, Father God, so they don't have to start off their careers, Father God, without worrying about money, Father God. God, let them be able to focus on school, Father God, and being right with you, Father God, drawing close to you, Father God. Show your mighty power, Father God, in the situations, Father God, of the households and the families, Father God. We bind generational curses, Father God, of lack, Father God, and death, Father God. We bind right now, God, all the spirits, Father God, of depression, Father God, because the money's haven't been there, Father God, or proper thoughts, Father God, or proper planning, Father God. Oh, God, set us straight and set us in the right path, Father God, to be good stewards, Father God, of your finances, Father God. I pray right now, God, that each one of us, Father God, search deep within ourselves, Father God, and sow a seed, Father God, of repentance, Father God, for not giving when we're supposed to, Father God. So sow a seed, Father God, of restoration in our our finances, Father God. Restoration in our bank accounts, Father God. Restoration in our retirement
Hallelujah.
Funds, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Restoration in you, oh God. God, we just ask for your restoration power in our lives and our families, Father God. Make us whole and
yes,
make us
Lord.
One, Father God. I lift up right now the marriages, Father God. I pray right now, God, that families stay on
Lord,
one accord, Father God, when it comes to finances, Father God. God, let the man and the woman, Father God, come together, Father God, in all business
Lord,
concerns, Father God,
name,
and
Jesus.
Seek your face, Father God, for any direction, Father God, any decisions, Father God, that you may have for them, Father God. I lift up right now our young people, our children, Father God. Oh, God, I lift up our nieces, our nephews, our little ones right now. God, I pray right now to blood over right now, God, wherever they might be, God, from the north to the east to the south, Father God, to the UK, to Ghana, Father God. I lift up our children, Father
yes,
God. Oh, God,
Lord.
I bind the spirit of predator, Father God. I bind the spirit of incest and molestation, Father God. I bind
Hallelujah.
Any attack right now, order right now. I plead the
Hallelujah.
Blood of them right now, God. Hallelujah, Father, now thank you for your mighty power, your covering, your blood, and your
yes,
angels,
Lord.
Father God. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice, Father, that we could come to you boldly to the
yes,
throne of grace,
Lord.
Father God, in our time of need. So we come right now boldly, Father God, lifting up all prayer with concerns, Father
Hallelujah.
God. I lift up every intercessor right now. God, I ask that you strengthen every intercessor right now, God. Strengthen us right now, God, like never before. Father, build us up, Father God, to,
yes,
God, to stand in the gap,
yes,
Father God,
Jesus.
For our families and for our ministries, Father God.
Sure.
Build us
care
up, Father God, to
God.
Endure. Father God, the trials and tribulations, Father God,
Hallelujah.
That are coming upon us, Father God. God, give us strength, Father God, right now as we go through and
yes,
lift up, Father God,
Jesus.
The people across the world. We lift up every state, Father God. We lift up every school, Father. We lift up every church house, Father. Oh, God, we lift up every pastor, preacher. We lift up Prophet Shakespeare right now in Jesus' name,
yes,
Father. Pray
Lord.
Covering over right now, God. We lift up his children
in
right now, God. And anything
Jesus.
That's concerned him, Father God, we pray the blood over him right now in Jesus' name,
Hallelujah.
Father. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for his life, Father God, and for his legacy, Father God, for his teachings, Father God, and his guidance, his wisdom, Father God. Let us use that fruit,
Hallelujah.
Father God, and let it grow for our own families in Jesus' name, Father. Hallelujah,
name
Father. Thank
Jesus.
You for this time in prayer, Father God. God, we thank you, Father. We give you all the praise and all the honor, Father. We glorify your mighty name. We glorify you. Thank you, Jesus,
yes,
for the blood.
Lord.
Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the guidance, Father. Thank you
yes,
for, thank
Lord.
You, just thank you for all that you do for us, Jesus. If you don't do another thing, Jesus, we thank you for letting us live today, to let us breathe, to let us talk, let us pray right now, God. Thank you. Forgive us, Father God, for not spending enough time in prayer or reading, Father, or seeking
Hallelujah.
Your word, Father. Forgive us, Father God, for not seeking your
yes,
face
Lord.
Or making decisions, Father. Forgive us, Father. Hallelujah to your name, Father. We glorify your
yes,
name. We magnify you. We exalt you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty
Glory
name.
Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Brother Brett, I want to ask you a question as you were praying. It just came to the forefront of my mind. You inspire me as a father and a husband and somebody who, a male that is in the kingdom, doing kingdom, and so God-minded, you know. What is one thing that you're going to send your daughters to college with when they hit that stage for high school and that's it, you know, and they're going off to do their own thing, as some people would say? What is one thing you're going to say to them before they leave, something that will keep them, something that will resonate with them, something that they will be reminded of spiritually,
mm-hmm.
something
yeah.
that will get mm-hmm. them through?
Because
it's
I
not
will,
easy.
I'll, no, it's not. It's not. And I really haven't really thought about it because we're more concerned about making sure she get there financially, you know. So that's
yeah.
been difficult. But that's been a really, what's been really weighing heavy on our family right now as we're making a transition back from Los Angeles to Chicago. But one thing
mm-hmm.
she taught, as we're discussing the finances, and one thing she said was, she sent us a text, and she said that she doesn't know where the money's going to come from. We don't know where the money's going to come from. But this is going to be part of the testimony. Of God's
Amen.
Goodness. And I was like so shocked to hear my 18-year-old stepdaughter, however you people want to call it.
Yeah.
That she was like, I'm dependent on God on this because you know what I'm saying? And me and my wife Stephanie, we was like, wow, well, I guess we taught her right. So I would tell her
yeah.
that God loves you. First, I love you. And regardless of what it is, I'm always going to be there for you. And, you know, I might not always have the perfect look or the perfect smile on my face because I'm more thinking about the bigger picture and being a financial provider for my family, that a lot of times I'm not as friendly as I should. But know that I love you and know that I'm always considering the best for you and that God has all of us. You know, it might not always work out how we want it, but he's going to work it out, whether it be at Howard, whether it be at a community college. It's going to work for your good. So that's what I'm trying to teach her. And I teach them to be strong, not be strong, not to fall for the madness from the boys. Now, I tell my girls the real. Now, I give them real about boys and about, you know, what boys are thinking. I tell them.
Yes.
And Jada's 9 years old, and I tell her, not totally to the extent I've told Jasmine, but I tell her.
Yeah.
You know, saying you want to do what's right. I don't agree with what we were doing as young as, like, growing up and shacking up. My parents didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? So I had to learn these things, and I wasn't always kingdom-minded, Angel. I was not always like this. I'm growing right now, and I'm going through it just like anybody else right now. So I will teach them, tell them that I love them, and know that as a father, I love them. I'm going to work hard for you all. You know what I'm saying? And God loves you, and seek him. You got to spend your own time with him. I can only tell you and pray for you, but you have to spend your own time with God. You know, you have to spend your own time reading. You know, I give them places to start in the Bible. You start reading there. Start reading that Proverbs. Start reading that Matthew if you just want to start in the Old Testament a little bit too much. You know, this is what I've taught them.
Amen. That's wonderful. It sounds like you have done a great job. Impeccable job already.
It's a lot of experience, Angel. I grew up totally different from a lot. I'm the oldest of four children with three girls. So I know pretty much about how to be around girls a lot. So, but as a father and as a brother, you always have to look out for what men are thinking. You know, and not a lot of men are being taught that right now. Not a lot of men are not being taught respect. A lot of men are not being taught how to be raised in the Bible. I didn't grow up.
No.
I had to learn that through the years of how you should carry yourself, how you should be in the streets. But it's a generational problem. It's not, you know, it's just generational.
It is.
And until we bind it, until we start binding it in spiritual warfare, but we need more men to bind in spiritual warfare. The women can only do so much. You only can do so much. And you need your men and the woman to by themselves. You need that support. You need that man figure, regardless of what it is. So I thank God for Prophet and being a man figure spiritually for me. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, and he did a wonderful job raising us, especially with me. He was such a captivating father spiritually and emotionally. Like, he romanced me. That's my dude. Like, I love that man, and he can do no wrong. And even when he does wrong, I can forgive him and let it go. I don't blame him for anything.
Right.
Generationally, I don't blame him. I don't keep that in my heart. And he was just captivating, you know. And he showed me God. That's the one thing I got from him, was that God is real. Look how real he is to my daddy. I want that, you know. So.
Amen.
You are a great inspiration to your daughters. Keep being an inspiration to them and to others. I'm sure there are more watching you, and sure more to come for you to minister to.
I praise God.
And captivate.
I swear, he's good to me. Even when I don't understand what's going on, he still always work it out. So. And I'm learning. I'm just growing, and I'm going through it.
Amen.
Yep. Amen.
Well, I'm so proud of her graduating and going to college. Yes, please let her know. Yes, that no matter where she ends up, where she goes, God has a plan for her there, and that's the bigger part. But beside all the learning and everything, God always has a plan, you know. He always has a plan, even in the middle of all acquiring this new knowledge and getting this degree. He has a plan. I mean, I have teachers that still call me that I've prayed with before, cried with before, and not about my situations, but theirs. Like, just amazing. Like, this is what I, this is why I was here these past 4 years, you know? The people that I've ministered to, they've played brand new in the dorms, and I didn't even know about it for the past couple of years. Every day, every morning, these young kids who are just off the chain, and I have never stepped foot in the dorm in my life, but they played that song, and you don't know who it touched. You know, I would have young girls come up to me like, I love your song, thank you so much. You know, I'm like, how did you hear it? Oh, they play it in the dorm. I'm like, are you serious?
My girls like it. They love it. Yeah.
Tell them it's more coming in, more coming. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, it's more coming. But, you never know why, you know. But she's gonna do great. She's gonna do well. I'm so happy for her. So happy for
you
guys.
Yeah,
we're
gonna be moving back to Chicago in October from LA.
Okay.
So I'm in LA right now.
Okay.
Be traveling. Look out for the prayers for Saturday. I'll be traveling back to Chicago on Saturday to work.
Okay.
Just God is moving, you know. Jada has a couple things still on deck in California, so we're moving, we're transitioning.
Okay, great.
I just, God is moving. I don't know exactly where we going.
What are you doing? But you going? That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, people of God, this is Brother Brett, and we just want to thank God for him. Keep him in your prayers. Keep his family and his daughters in your prayers, and Just we thank God for you, Brother Brett. Thank you so much.
Bless you. Thank you. Welcome. Bless you.
Okay, we got like 15 minutes, so I want to see if anybody else has any prayer requests or testimonies. Just press 1. I see we got some callers on from Detroit, Southfield. We got some 504 area codes. I don't even know where that's at. 864. We got a couple of minutes left, so please spill out your hearts, anything on your mind, anything on your heart, anything you want to pray for, us to pray for, any testimonies, just press 1 and we will get to them. Amen. Let's see here. I did tell you all about the gathering that's coming up in November. You want to be there. You want to be there. Here in Michigan, if you're here in Michigan, we have our Tuesday night hour of power at the ministry here. You can go on the Facebook page and get that information. It's in Dearborn, Michigan, 249-21 Ford Road. It won't be this today because of the Holiday Inn Prophet being out of town. He didn't want to put too much on me. Amen. it won't be today, but every Tuesday from 7 to 8, sometimes it spills over to the 9 o'clock hour, but that's only because the power is so great in that place. And then Sundays at the same location at 3 p.m. every Sunday. My testimony this past Sunday, Prophet didn't even get to preach. The Lord told him not to preach. We were in worship, and it was just so wonderful. The room was not full, and the ministry has been growing, but for some reason it was odd. It wasn't full, and it was just a not odd feeling, but it was a wonderful feeling of you didn't even care where everybody else was at in a way, but you just loved that you were there and able to experience what we experienced. And it was so awesome. He prophesied to almost every single person, ministered to every single person that was in the building, and then people just started to sporadically, you would see them in the corner ministering and prophesying to somebody. And it's just spreading like wildfire in the ministry. And I know it's only a snippet of what is really going on in the spiritual realm and abroad in the nation and just all over the world in the kingdom. It's that time, you know, he's pouring out his spirit on all flesh. And the Lord spoke to me, and this is my testimony, that he was going to visit me that night, and he was going to take away everything that the enemy meant bad for me and evil for me in my body. And when I tell you, I feel so good. I can't even remember if he, you know, literally touched me or what happened in my sleep. I know I've been dreaming like crazy and things of that nature. But it was just a beautiful sleep. And then I woke up to just feeling good, just feeling better. And no double vision, no eyes stuck and having to wait for my eyes to adjust to go to the bathroom or anything. I was numbing my tongue, the left side of my tongue and my face. I mean, just wonderful. God is just so wonderful because I was able to do so much yesterday. I mean, my body had, like, given way, like, you know, okay, you can wash the dishes, but you got to sit down after that. You can vacuum, but you got to just chill after that. I was able to wash dishes, clean up, fold two loads of laundry, wash two, three, four loads of laundry and fold all of it and put it all away, exercise with my niece, watch my niece, play with my niece. I was able to do all of this in one day and not think about it. I even worked out a little bit because the enemy had me in so much fear of my health that I was scared to work out. And I gained a lot of weight back, but I know that the Lord is, you know, fixing all of that. And I'm just so happy and so complete in him right now. It's unbelievable. And I just cannot wait for the rest of the results because I know he's not finished. And I just thank him and I praise him. I give him so much glory. And again, it's Testimony Tuesday, people. I know you're not on the air just to hear me talk, just to hear my voice. Prophet's not with us today because he's in Kentucky, so we want to continue praying for him as he is ministering this week and teaching and things of that nature up in Kentucky for the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship International Conference with Bishop Morton, Bishop Murphy, Bishop Neil Ellis, and all of the above. Y'all know they're having a great time. Keep him in your prayers and make sure you are staying connected with the PSM Facebook page and the PSM website, www.psmintl.org. We love you guys. I'm going to leave the floor open and the studio open for you to press 1 on your buttons just one more time. If you have anything to say, anything on your heart, a testimony, a prayer request, something that happened, just anything, we want to hear it. We want to know about it, okay? We want to be able to pray with you. If the kingdom can't do, if we can't do this together, then I don't know what will happen. Hadassa, hand me that book on the floor right here. Those two books. We've been talking about singles, and we've been talking about our little girls going to college and stuff. And I have these two great books right here that I read when I was single, and I still keep because I go through them sometimes because I minister to so many young girls. One is called Wait for Me by Rebecca St. James. She's a recording artist. It's called Rediscovering the Joy of Purity in Romance, and that's about staying pure. And then Captivating is Unveiling the Mystery of a Woman's Soul. I think this is good for young women because it teaches you about young girls and young women. It teaches you about how you identify with God, being a woman. Some women don't even relate themselves to God, but we get 50%, I would say 80% of our personality from God. And that's what it teaches you about how you like to be wooed, how you like to be praised, and how our God is the same way. And that's where you get those feelings from. But it teaches you how to target them, how to, you know, you know what I'm trying to say, how to put them in the right direction and not target them towards a male, but to target them towards God. So it's called Captivating by John and Stacy Eldred. ELDREDGE. I've had both of these books for quite some time, and I still go through them and keep them out in the front room for young people to read and things when they come over. So we are almost done. And if you want to know about those books any further, if I said them too fast, you can hit us up on Facebook. I'll be more than happy. Again, just one last time, because we do have 5 more minutes, just press 1 if you have something to say, and we will get to you. I think I have a caller. The lines are going kind of wacky, but I think I have a caller that wanted to say something. 248-809-302? No. Okay, good. No, that wasn't you. Yes, it's you. Okay, hold on. Your mic is hot. 248-809.
Hey.
Hello.
This is me again. You're just going to have an hour show today?
Yes, just an hour.
Oh, okay.
Because I have some things to do, and I didn't know I was going to have to be on the show
today.
It's
okay. When you mentioned that there were other callers, I thought that they were in queue, so I had kind of, you know, backed off. This is Divine Favor. This is Andrea. I was calling because when Brother Brett was on the line, I had left the phone, but I came back to the tail end, and I know it was God for me to get the tail end.
I just made your mic hot. I just made Brother Brett's mic hot again too.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, Brother Brett, I just wanna thank God for you, because when I met you for the first time, you know, at Prophets, at the church, our church, Truth, it was like, this is my brother that I'd always needed in my life. I feel like you're my big brother. I thank God for you. My niece was over here yesterday, and I was like, somebody's child is going to Howard. I don't know who it is. And I think it's Brother Brett and Stephanie's, you know, Sister Stephanie's daughter. She's quiet. She stays in Bellevue. Her mom went to Ford, I think, and graduated the same year with you. Anyway, she's going to be going to Howard. They're going to be leaving, I think, the 9th or 10th. I would love to connect them. And I just want to thank you. Somehow we're going to have to connect where, you know, with that prayer call for young men. And then with Angel, when you were talking to Brother Brett, God put it in my spirit. I don't know when. I don't know the timing. But it was confirmed when you mentioned the books that college young girls, some type of prayer line, you know, that you can have for them, even if they don't want to make their name known. But any prayer requests, maybe they can inbox it to you, and then at that time they call in and just hear the prayers going forth for them, that needs to take place. And that was all that I have to say. I love you all, and Brother Brett and Sister Stephanie, I will be getting in touch with you all.
Bless you. Bless you, Sister Dawn. Amen. Bless you. Thank
bless
you for the compliment.
All right. God bless.
Amen. All right. Well, wow. I've always wanted to minister to the young girls. Sometimes life puts distracts us from, like I said earlier, the ones God has given us to be there for, to minister to. I am going to be pursuing that really soon. So I really thank God for you, Divine Favor. Thank you so much. I'm going to get on the ball with that. Amen. We have like 2 more minutes, and I do want to pray for our sister that called in about her finances and things and her job. And I believe she's still on the air. So I just want to ask her name one more time. Area code 818-613. Your mic is hot. Hello? Sis, are you still with us? Area code 818? Okay, maybe she's not there or on mute. But I do want to pray for her and her finances and things of that nature. And everyone else who is on the air with us. I mean, we got people calling in from Chicago. I think I see people down from Kentucky, 917. Thank you so much, everybody, for calling in today and just being on the air with us. It's always so on purpose when we get on the air, and I just love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So thank you guys for being on today. We're going to go ahead and pray out Father, we bless you and we thank you for your love, for your patience, for your kindness, for your truth that endures forever. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for always being there for us, always being faithful, Father God. Help us, Lord Jesus, now to seek out your truth, to seek out your answers for our lives, and nothing less, Lord Jesus, but more of you, so much more of you, Lord Jesus, in our heart, in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds, Lord Jesus, that we do nothing but, we can do nothing but breathe you in and breathe you out. We can do nothing but speak your word, Lord Jesus. We can do nothing but do good things with our hands, do good deeds, Lord Jesus. Plant our feet in places, Lord Jesus, and speak your word and proclaim your word, oh God. We thank you, Lord, now, Lord, for hearts and minds and spirits that are unafraid, oh God, and undoubted about who you are in our lives, Lord Jesus, and the power that we possess, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for every young person. We thank you for every older person, Father. We thank you now, Lord Jesus, for them being in our lives, Lord Jesus, that we can be faithful, Lord Jesus, to the ones that you have given us, that we won't get distracted by our daily lives, our daily routines, and forget about those that you've placed in our lives to sit at our feet and learn of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, and we give you glory, Lord Jesus. We pray for our sister that called in. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for her heart that is depending on you, Lord God, that is seeking you and seeking after you, Lord God. We give you glory and we give you praise, Lord Jesus, that her finances are overflowing now, Lord Jesus, that there is a breakthrough, Lord Jesus, like a dam, Lord God, in their finances, Lord Jesus, that you will wow her and that you will direct her, Lord Jesus, to do everything that you have designed for her to do and want her to do, Lord Jesus, with those finances, oh God, once they come, Lord Jesus, that they're not there to squander, oh God, but that she'll be your steward and an excellent steward over them, Lord God. We thank you for her business, and as it flourishes, oh God, she'll use it for your glory, Lord God. We give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, everybody, I love you all. Just give God the glory. Give him the glory real big today. My husband's kissing me goodbye as I say all of this. I don't even know where he's going, so I need to find that out. He's going to pick up his mom. Okay, hold on. Going to pick up his mom and take her to the airport. Hold on. Amen. Well, we thank God. All right. I love you guys. Have a good day. And I may be back with you tomorrow. Prophet may be back with you tomorrow. I'm not sure. But have a good, good day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bye-bye.